An Arctic cold front continues to sink through the region late this afternoon, delivering a fresh supply of bitterly cold air in advance of our weekend winter storm. With that frontal passage today, we've had some snow showers and some heavier snow squalls. By and large, most of the snow has ended. However, there's still the chance for a passing snow shower or squall in southern areas into the early evening hours. It is going to be a cold night. Temperatures are expected to fall back into the single digits above and below zero across most of the region. And that cold air will be locked in place as our winter storm arrives during the day tomorrow. It actually has quite a distance to travel as the energy driving the storm is well to our west over the Four Corners region today. As we work into the day tomorrow, we'll see snow develop from southwest to northeast, and for most of us, it will be snowing by this time tomorrow afternoon. However, across the far north, the snow may hold off until after dark. The heaviest snow will fall during tomorrow night, so most of the snow tomorrow during the day is light, but after dark it will pick up in intensity, becoming moderate to heavy at times. The heaviest snow and greatest accumulation will occur from 7 p.m. tomorrow through 7 a.m. on Sunday. Additionally, there may be enough warm air in southern areas that we will see a mix of sleet or freezing rain for a period of time tomorrow night into early Sunday morning. Additionally, the wind will crank up. We'll see gusty southeast and easterly winds up to 40 miles per hour across the high terrain tomorrow night. By Sunday, the snow will end. It will taper off to flurries in most areas, though it will continue to snow in the northern mountains right through Sunday afternoon. On average, I'm expecting an accumulation of 6 to 12 inches region-wide through late Sunday, and following that, the cold weather will continue into Monday with highs only in the teens and 20s. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Partly cloudy and cold tonight, low 0 to 10 below 0. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a chance of snow late, high in the lower to mid-teens. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Mostly cloudy with a chance of snow in the Catskills by daybreak, low in the single digits above and below zero. Tomorrow cloudy with snow breaking out, high in the lower to mid-teens. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Increasing clouds tonight, low in the teens. Tomorrow cloudy with light snow developing, high 18 to 24. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, increasing clouds and cold, low in the single digits to around 10. Tomorrow, cloudy, with light snow developing, high in the mid-teens. Region-wide, tomorrow night, snow heavy at times, a possible mix of sleet and freezing rain in southern areas, low in the single digits and teens. On Sunday, cloudy, with periods of snow likely, possibly a mix south, high in the 20s to around 30, and on Monday, partly sunny, with highs in the teens and 20s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.